Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 1st of June 2024. Essence: sweet children, all of you are spiritual brothers. You should have spiritual love for one another. You souls have to love souls, not their bodies. Question: what wonderful aspect has the Father explained about his home and explains this to you souls? You are to claim your reward of this knowledge in the new world, number-wise, according to your efforts. Not everyone is able to remember that this world is to be transformed and that it is the Father who will transform it. You are sitting here personally in front of him, but when you go back home, you become busy in your business, etc., throughout the whole day. The Father's Srimat is, children, wherever you live, remember me. A Kumari does not know who her husband is going to be, but when she sees his photograph, that remembrance becomes fixed. They remember each other wherever they are. That is called physical love, whereas this is spiritual love. For whom do you have spiritual love? You children have love for the spiritual father, and the children also have love for each other. You children should have a great deal of love for one another. That is, souls should have love for souls. It is now that you children receive these teachings. People of the world do not know anything. All of you are brothers, and so because you are children of the one Father, you surely have love for one another. This is called spiritual love. According to the Dharma plan, the spiritual father only comes at this most auspicious confluence age and explains to you spiritual children personally. You children understand that the Father has come here. He will make you children beautiful. He will make you pure from impure and take you back home with him. It is not that he will take you by the hand. All souls will fly together like a swarm of locusts. They too have a guide. They have other guides along with that one guide, and they remain at the front. When the whole swarm flies together, they make a lot of noise. A swarm is so huge that it can even block out the light of the sun. The swarm of souls is also huge. You cannot count them. They cannot count the number of human beings here, even though they conduct a population census. However, that too is not calculated accurately. You cannot calculate how many souls there are. It can be estimated roughly how many human beings there will be in the Golden Age, because only Bharat remains at that time. It is in your intellects that you are becoming the masters of the world. When a soul is in a body, that is a human being, and so the two of them together experience happiness or sorrow. There are many who believe that each soul is the supreme soul, and that he never experiences sorrow, that he is immune to the effect of action. Many children also become confused about this aspect and think, we consider ourselves to be souls, but where should we remember the Father? You know that the Father is the resident of the Supreme Abode. The Father has given you his introduction. Wherever you walk or move around, remember the Father. The Father resides in the Supreme Abode. You souls also reside there, and you later come down to play your parts. It is now that you receive this knowledge. When you were deities, you did not remember that souls of such and such a religion were up above. You also didn't think about how souls come from up above and adopt bodies and play their parts. Previously, you did not know that the Father resides in the Supreme Abode, that he comes here from up above and enters a body. Which body does he enter? He tells you his address. If you were to write Shiv Baba, care of the Supreme Abode, your letter would not reach the Supreme Abode. This is why you write to Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. Then you write the address of this place because you know that the Father comes here and that he enters this chariot. In fact, you souls also reside up above. You are brothers. Constantly be aware that everyone is a soul and that this is their name. You look at the souls, whereas human beings become body conscious. The Father makes you soul conscious. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. The Father explains now, I have come and I give you children knowledge. I adopt these old organs, and this mouth is the main one. There are also the eyes. The nectar of knowledge is given through the mouth. There is the memorial of the cow's mouth, that is, it represents the mouth of a mother. I adopt you through this senior mother. Who adopts you? Shiv Baba. He is here. All of this knowledge should remain in your intellects. I adopt you through Brahma, the father of humanity. Therefore, this one is also your mother. It is remembered. You are the mother and father, and we are your children. Therefore, that one is the father of all souls. He cannot be called the mother. He is only the father. You receive your inheritance from the father, and you then need a mother. He comes here. You have now come to know that the Father resides up above, that we souls also reside up above, and that we then come down here to play our parts. People of the world do not know any of this. They say that the Supreme Soul is in the pebbles and stones, which would mean that he is infinite. That is called immense darkness. There is a saying, when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. You now have the knowledge that this is the kingdom of Ravan, and that there is darkness because of this. There is no kingdom of Ravan. That is why there are no vices or body consciousness there. There you remain soul conscious. There you souls know when you are infants and when you are adolescents. And when your bodies become old, you are aware that you will renounce them and take others. There you will not say, so-and-so has died. That is the land of immortality. Souls happily shed their bodies and take others. Each of them understands that the lifespan of that body is now over and that they have to leave that body and take a new one. This is why sannyasis give the example of a snake. In fact, this example was given by the father. It was taken up by the sannyasis afterwards. Therefore, the father says, the knowledge I give you disappears. Some words and pictures that the father uses also exist later, but they are just like a pinch of salt in a sackful of flour. Therefore, the father sits here and explains the meaning of how a snake sheds its skin and has a new skin. You would not say that a snake leaves its body and enters its next one, no. The example of changing the skin only applies to a snake. That skin of the snake is also visible. Just as you remove your clothes, in the same way, a snake grows a new skin and sheds its old one. The snake remains alive. It is not that it is immortal. After shedding its skin two or three times, it dies. There, you too will shed your skins at the appropriate time and take others. Each of you will know that you then have to enter a womb. There, it is a question of the power of yoga. You take birth through the power of yoga. This is why you are called immortal. The soul says, I have now become old. My body has become old. You have a vision of how you will go and become a baby again. A soul leaves his body automatically and runs and enters a baby. That womb is not called a jail, it is called a palace. There are no sins committed there for which you would have to experience punishment. You live very comfortably in the palace of a womb. There is no question of sorrow, nor are you fed anything dirty through which you would become sick. The father says, children, this world is now to be transformed, and you will have to return to the land of Nirvana. This world will change from old to new. Everything changes. A seed emerges from a tree. Then, when that seed is planted, the tree bears so much fruit. One seed produces many other seeds. In the golden age, through the power of yoga, there will only be one child at a time. Here, through lust, there are four or five children born together. The father explains how vast the difference is between the golden age and the iron age. He has also explained how the new world becomes old, and how, within that, souls take 84 births. All souls play their own individual parts, and then when they all return home, each one goes to his own particular position. they do not change their positions. Each soul has to return to his own position, number-wise, in his own religion, and he then has to come down again, number-wise. This is why a small model of the supreme region has been made. Each religion has its own section. The deity religion is the first one, and then others come down number-wise. You will go and reside there number-wise. You pass number-wise, and so you will take your position according to the marks given to you. This study of the Fathers only takes place once in a cycle. The genealogical tree of you souls is very tiny. Here you have such a huge tree. Some children had divine visions and then sat here and created these pictures. Souls are very tiny, but their bodies are huge. All souls will go and sit there. They all go and reside very closely together in a very small space, whereas the tree of human beings is huge. Human beings need space to walk, move, play, study and work. They need space to do everything. The souls in the incorporeal world have a very small space. This is why it is portrayed like that in the pictures. This play is predestined. You souls have to return there after renouncing your bodies. It is now in the intellects of you children how you and those of other religions reside there, and how you become separated from the Father, number-wise. The Father only comes once, cycle after cycle, and explains all of these things to you. All other studies are worldly. They shouldn't be called spiritual studies. You now know, I am a soul. I means soul. My means this is my body. Human beings don't know this. Their relationships are always bodily. In the Golden Age, your relationships will also be bodily, but you remain soul conscious there. Each of you is aware that you are a soul, and that your body has become old, and that this is why you, the soul, have to shed that body and take another. There is no need to be confused about this. You children have to claim your kingdom from the Father. He is definitely the unlimited Father. People will continue to ask many questions until they understand this knowledge fully. You Brahmins have knowledge. In fact, the temple to you Brahmins is in Ajmer. One type of Brahmin is the Pushkarni Brahmins, and the other type is the Sarsida. People go to Ajmer to see the Brahma temple. Brahma is portrayed sitting there with a long beard. He is portrayed in a human form. You Brahmins are also in human forms. Brahmins cannot be called deities. You are true Brahmins, the children of Brahma. Those people are not the children of Brahma. They come later, and so they do not understand this. That is your variety form image. Keep all of this in your intellects. You can explain this knowledge very clearly to anyone. We are souls. We are the children of the Father. Understand this accurately and make your faith firm. This is an accurate aspect. Only the one supreme soul is the Father of all souls. Everyone remembers him. The words, O God, definitely emerge from the lips of human beings. However, no one can know who God is until the Father comes and explains who he is. The Father has explained, if Lakshmi and Narayan, who were the masters of the world, did not know this, how could those rishis and munis know? You have now come to know this from the Father. You are theists because you know the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of his creation. Some understand this clearly and some less so. The Father comes personally to teach you. Then some imbibe this very well and others imbibe it less well. This study is very simple and it is also very great. The Father has so much knowledge that if you were to turn the whole ocean into ink, you would not reach the end of it. The Father explains it in an easy way. You have to know who the Father is and become spinners of the discus of self-realization. That's all, Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to have constant remembrance easily, always think as you walk and move around, I am a soul. I, this soul, a resident of the supreme abode, have come here to play my part. The Father also resides in the supreme abode. He has entered the body of Brahma. 2. Just as souls have love for the spiritual Father, so you have to live with one another with spiritual love. You souls should have love for souls, not bodies. Make full effort to practice soul consciousness. Blessing. May you remain constantly happy and beyond all questions, by remaining free from all limited desires. The children who remain free from limited desires have a sparkle of happiness visible on their faces. Those who are happy never have any questions in their hearts. They are always altruistic and always experience everyone to be blameless. They would not blame others for anything. No matter what situation arises, whether it is a soul who keeps coming in front of you to settle your karmic accounts, or the suffering of karma of your body that continues to come in front of you, it is because of your contentment that you remain constantly happy. Slogan: check all wastage with attention, not in a careless way. Om Shanti.